The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 2-0 overall and are off this week before hosting Colorado State on September 24th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the line for questions.
Sure. Yeah, we got started off 2-0. We beat Indiana State this last weekend. I thought we made some improvement and offensively able to score some points and play well in the red zone again. But as anything, you go back and watch the film, we have areas we need to get better at and continue to work on. Still too many penalties, and defensively we got to play better on third downs and get off the field. So plenty to work on during an open week here before we have to play Colorado State.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Marcus Fuller, Star Tribune. Marcus, your line is open. We'll move to the next question in queue from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. I just wanted to ask you about Galen Elmore. He's a positive story that you guys have with what he's been able to overcome with kind of the foster care. What do you know about his background, and then kind of how does he kind of show that character and how he handles himself?
Well, his background from the story and then the awards he's won, I mean, he's had a tough upbringing, but he's a great kid and works extremely hard in football and holds you know, what wants to do well to represent those people who did end up taking care of him. And so he's got a lot of pride and works extremely hard, and we're fortunate to have him on the team.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Marcus Fuller, Star Tribune. Marcus, we're unable to hear you.
I apologize. Coach, can you talk about Mitch Leidner and his performance in the last game and just his progression from last year? I know there's some receivers like Drew Waltarski that stepped up against Indiana State, but specifically about what Mitch did to just kind of help the cause on Saturday.
I think it's one of those things, again, you know, we have, with Coach Johnson being the coordinator, we put a lot more things on the quarterback's plate to get in and out of plays, and Mitch does a tremendous job for preparing through the week. And I know Drew made some awfully big catches, but at the same time, he continues to throw the ball around to a bunch of different people. And that tells me that he's going through his progressions the way he should, spread out the ball to who's ever open. And we dropped a few there early on, but after the first quarter, I thought we caught the ball well. And I think it benefits him that if you always look for one receiver all the time, it gets a little bit easier to defend. But he's definitely going through his progressions and what he's taught and getting the ball to the open receiver, and we're doing a decent job of catching it.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Corey Massasak, Land of Tan.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering if this idea that you have of being aggressive at the end of the game and going for two whenever you're up by seven, if that's something that you had thought about before you became a head coach, or if it was just something that sort of came up at the end of the year last year and you decided that's what you were going to do. And then also I wondered if you have caught the end of the TCU-Arkansas game.
Sure. You know, this is something as a defensive staff we've talked about for two or three years, and so it's not something that is new. It's just being in a position to make that decision. And I can tell you this, is this last week, had we gotten that situation against Indiana State, we would have kicked it. Because, you know, you have a smaller school, an underdog on the road. I think if they would have went down and scored, they probably would have went for two and had we not made it. And so with the majority of the teams, you know, we would go for two down there. You know, TCU, everybody knows their team the best. And again, for me, and knowing that with the penalty that you're going to kick off from the 20-yard line. I think it, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, in that situation that that we would have went for two. But that's my personality, and you know, Gary's an awfully good coach. I've learned an awful lot from him, visiting him, and each head coach knows their team and their situation the best to do what they think is best.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from Joe Christensen, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Trace. We saw Connor Rota play a little bit the other night. I'm just wondering, I haven't checked in with you in a while on how the quarterbacks behind Mitch are kind of progressing the last few weeks.
On what now?
How your quarterbacks behind Mitch, how they're progressing behind the scenes.
You know, when you get to the season, it's hard for those guys to progress a lot. They only get a limited number of snaps in practice, but, you know, they're doing good. Not displeased with them at all. And but obviously, you know, now you get to the season, the majority of the snaps go with the first guy. And so it was good to be able to get Connor in the game a little bit and get him some game reps and that. So, you know, they get harder to judge just because you don't get as many reps in practice.
Got it. And how would you rate the offensive line from game one to game two overall?
You know, they can assignment-wise, I mean, you know, we're not giving up sacks and we rush the ball better, even though it was, you know, I understand it wasn't a Power 5 conference team. So I think that they're better. From game one to game two, but like I say, I also think we can do a better job of being more physical and finishing a few more blocks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you. Take care.